Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. 40 days ago, plus 6 Sundays, we gathered in this very holy house and were marked with ashes as a symbol of our mortality and death. We heard the verdict as the ashes were smeared on our foreheads, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." But we were not the first to hear this verdict. This judgment was rendered against our first father, Adam, after his sinful disobedience in the garden. "You will return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Now, when Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son after his own image, in his own likeness. The image of him, the man of dust, the likeness of his sinful flesh. Because of Adam's fall into sin, every single one of his children would be rebellious and disobedient just like him. And every single one of his children would return in death to that dusty ground out of which he was originally taken. In time, his children would also bear children in their own likeness after their image, who would also disobey God and also return to the dust. And this has continued throughout the centuries, all the way up to this very present day, to you, to me. We are all sons and daughters of Adam, which makes us all part of one brotherhood. No matter your sex, nationality, race, or language, you are part of the brotherhood of flesh, of dust, of sin, of death. No matter who you are, the judgment, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," applies. For death is universal. But in God's perfect time, Jesus Christ was born into the same brotherhood of flesh and blood. He too was a son of Adam. According to the genealogy we find in Luke's gospel, which reads, "Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi," and so on throughout the generations, until we get to the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the Son of God. But unlike his fathers, all the way back to Adam himself, Jesus was not rebellious. He was not disobedient. He was perfectly submissive to his Father in heaven. He, though truly a son of Adam, according to the flesh, was holy, righteous, and without sin. Nevertheless, as a son of Adam, as part of this brotherhood of flesh and blood, Jesus suffered the end that is common to us all. He died. He was delivered over to the chief priests and elders of the Jews, who condemned him to be crucified. They delivered him over to Pontius Pilate to be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they killed him. How could it have been otherwise? In this brotherhood, in Adam, all die. But Christ has been raised from the dead. This is the great and joyous message of this Easter morn, that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We heard the evidence this morning, early on the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene, along with the other women, as we'll hear later today, they went to the tomb of Jesus to tend to his lifeless body. But when they arrived there, they saw that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb's entrance. Mary ran and notified Simon Peter and John, who themselves ran to the tomb and found it just as Mary had described it. The linen cloths were lying there. The face cloth was folded up neatly in a place by itself. But there was no body of the Lord Jesus. Now those two disciples returned to their homes, but Mary remained weeping outside of the tomb. And when she stooped to look into the tomb, she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain. And then she turned and she saw the Lord Jesus. Not dead at all. Very much alive. And she didn't recognize him until finally he called her by name. Mary. Yes, Jesus, son, as was supposed, of Joseph, son of Adam, son of God, truly died, as do all his brothers according to the flesh. We heard this on Good Friday. He breathed his last. His side was pierced. Blood and water flowed forth. Jesus didn't swoon or faint, or he didn't fake anything. Jesus died on the cross. But on Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ rose again. His lungs breathed again. His heart beat again. His voice spoke again. He was not a ghost or a spirit. He didn't only live on in the memories of his disciples. Jesus Christ is risen indeed. But if that's it, if Christ is only risen and risen alone, if he is risen in isolation from the rest of us, his brothers and sisters according to the flesh, what comfort is that for us? We still go down to the dust. Just like the account of his death on Good Friday is of no benefit to us if we do not hear and believe that he bore our sins and transgressions on the cross and paid for them all in full, the account we hear today of Jesus' resurrection that first Easter Sunday does not benefit us unless we hear and believe that in his resurrection he has opened to us the way of everlasting life. Christ is indeed risen, but he is not risen by himself. He has not been raised in isolation from us, the fellow sons and daughters of Adam. No, Christ is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. As by a man Adam came death, by a man Christ Jesus has come also the resurrection of the dead. As in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. And in fact, in his resurrection, Christ our dear Lord has bestowed upon us an even greater honor. Hear again what he said to Mary. Go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Jesus, who is crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, he who is the founder of our salvation, is not ashamed to call us his brothers, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. And the brotherhood that we now share with Jesus in his resurrection from the grave is far greater than sharing Adam as a father, though Jesus is truly still our brother according to the flesh and even forevermore. For now, in the crucified and risen Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Yes, in his resurrection, Christ has made for himself brothers under God the Father, from those who are his brothers according to the flesh. He did so by suffering and dying for them on the cross and by rising again for them on the third day. Jesus was not willing that you, as a child of Adam, should return to the dust and remain there forever, separated from God because of your sins. Rather, again, he took upon himself your guilt, your sin. In his flesh and blood, he suffered and died, giving himself as a guilt offering on the cross, that you might be delivered. And on the third day he rose again to proclaim his victory over sin, death, and the grave, and to receive you into his heavenly brotherhood, that you might have and enjoy with him all that he rightly possesses as the Son of God by nature. By grace alone, through the word and blessed sacraments, Jesus Christ brings you into this heavenly, blessed brotherhood of sons of the Heavenly Father, of which he is the only member by nature. Yes, he who called his disciples brothers in the garden near the tomb, though again, remember, those men fled from him and denied him before his crucifixion, bestows upon you this same honorable and glorious title, though you have surely sinned much and deserve nothing but punishment. No, he is glad to call you his brother, his sister, because through his suffering, death, and resurrection, you now share one and the same Father in heaven. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. In Christ alone are we able to call upon God as our Father in heaven, with all boldness and confidence, and be certain that our petitions are pleasing to him and are heard by him. Though we are indeed in the line of Adam according to the flesh, our very natures corrupted by the sin we have inherited from him and added thereto ourselves. Nevertheless, we rightly confess ourselves to be God's own dear children, and that he is our dear Father in heaven. All because Christ, his beloved Son, who is truly raised from the dead, has called us brothers. We, poor, miserable children of Adam, were born, live, and grow old in sin, who once only had the dust to look forward to, are now, for the sake of Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection, true brothers and sisters and fellow heirs with him of glory. For we are now God's children by grace. Through faith in Jesus, you have received from God an inheritance far greater than any earthly riches that are so often stolen or destroyed. For you have been redeemed from sin, death, and the devil. Yours is the kingdom of heaven, eternal life and righteousness. The end that you have to look forward to now is not eating dust all the days of your life, like that devilish serpent who tempted Adam in the garden, who was cursed by God. His end is the lake of fire for all eternity. No, for the sake of your brother Jesus, who swallowed up death forever for you, you and all who believe will enjoy the heavenly banquet that has no end, the feast of rich food, of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. Like Mary standing outside the tomb, every tear will be wiped away from your face, and you will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our rejoicing begins today. Our great 40-day Lenten fast has ended. It began with these words as the ashes were smeared on your forehead: remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But recall also the shape those ashes took, the shape of the Holy Cross. For your Lord and God, Jesus Christ, became your brother according to the flesh, a son of Adam just like you. In that flesh he bore your sins, your guilt, your shame, and your death, and he atoned for you on the cross. Now begins the great 50-day Easter feast. Now we cry out again and again with great joy, Jesus Christ is risen indeed. For as we have borne the image of the man of dust, now we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven, Jesus Christ, our dear Lord and Savior, who is your brother, not only according to the flesh, but now through faith, also according to the Spirit, who together live and reign with the Father, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please stand. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We continue with the